While the boys will have football in the fall, it's the girls' turn to have it in the spring, and it's trending nationwide.
We had an interest meeting. We're having 100 kids in there. You know, it's more than we have for varsity football. You know, we're Football City USA, right? So we're just ecstatic for the opportunity to showcase these girls and their talents, give them an opportunity to lead and, you know, be a pioneer for us in the state.
That is Rock Hill School's athletic director, Jimmy Duncan, talking about the all-new York County Middle School Flag Football League. In opening ceremonies this week, the Carolina Panthers, who are spearheading the initiative with the National Football League, presented a check for $49,000 to the teams, which will go toward uniforms, equipment, and overall funding to start the league. 14 teams comprised of four York County school districts are all competing. Riley Fields is director of community relations for the Carolina Panthers. He says it provides more opportunities for women's sports.
And ultimately, now we're seeing pathways of opportunity for girls to be able to continue their education at the college level. NAIA, NCAA Division II, Conference Carolinas in our region, the CIAA, all are beginning programs around women's flag football at the collegiate level. So now you've got pathways for girls to not only participate in high school, but also in college.
Sports currently sanctioned as a varsity sport in 14 states across the country and is slated to make its Olympic debut in 2028. The games Wednesday night were held at Dutchman Creek Middle School.